Mr. P, Tom Daverton. He's going to take a seat. And we got.
I may not get back up.
No, you, I can't have a seat, or I won't get back up. Uh-oh.
Rick Mossel.
We don't let Rick sit. Rick has to stand. Rick has to stand at attention because he's the vice chairman.
The vice chairman. Tom Daverton, of course. We talked to him. Now, I think this is like our fourth year, or my fourth year coming out here broadcasting. I'm trying to, like, jump in on the Pierogi Fest, like, tradition. I think I might be part of it now.
The tradition is anything that we plan goes wrong, and everything we don't plan goes right. That's the tradition.
Absolutely. That's why WJOB and Pierogi Fest
did
really well.
Yes. Pierogi Fest and WJOB work hand in hand. That's right. This is part of the Vasquez D'Lo. No.
Instead of Murphy's Law, it's the D'Lo
Daverton Law. Hey, I'll take whatever you come up with today, I'll tell you.
Tom, we were talking about some of the sponsors of the show, or the event, and obviously I can't see across that poster, but we were thinking...
That's because you're in the beer garden, that's why.
That's exactly it.
Look at this guy.
We were saying Gold Lats is a sponsor. We also had the all the old businesses that no longer exist.
Oh, yes, Arts Drive-In, Gold Lats, yeah. Minuses, yes, they're all sponsors,
Milliken's is in there.
Yes, Milliken's. Yeah. But seriously, of course, we have a lot of great sponsors. And we mentioned this the other day. Of course, tonight at 7 p.m. is the world-famous International Polka Pierogi Fest Parade and Stupidity Contest, sponsored by CBS2.
CBS2 is the sponsor of the parade.
And it will be totally different than anything anybody's ever seen. You've seen them already. I have promised to produce nuns on roller skates, and you've seen them roller skating by. Those are real nuns, and we ask listeners to come out, and I do want to mention something. When listeners come out here, seriously, we need, well, I'll take one of those. Hey, we're conducting business here, too.
We need another ice cream over here.
We seriously do ask that when people come out, they keep the Carmelite Home of East Chicago in mind. The Carmelite Home in East Chicago is out here. We have a donation box for them. Tomorrow we have Dunk a Nun. You can actually dunk a real nun in the dunk tank.
Oh, there's a lot of...
We're raising funds for the Carmelite Home, folks. We have a donation box, and we ask you to give generously. This is a free festival. We don't charge for parking. We don't charge for admission. But please donate to the Carmelite Home. Please, they need your support. So come on down and bring a few bucks and drop it in the box.
A lot of Catholic kids are going to be lining up for that, right, Rick?
Well, I think there's going to be as many people paying not to dunk a nun as they will to pay to dunk a nun. It'll be interesting, but a real nun.
Forgive and forget it, Jesus is law. So
that's right, and hey, you'll probably want to forget the fact that you dunked a real nun.
Tom, you also forgot that we do have a special guest tonight for the parade. And I heard him this morning on the radio mumbling about exactly what he's wearing tonight.
Oh, would that be a guy named Jed?
Yep.
Now, this isn't the Uncle Jed that found the bubbling crude in the backyard. This is the guy that found the black gold down at 165th in Indianapolis.
Region T. I wouldn't know what Region T
is. We should get somebody to re-record the Beverly Hillbillies theme song for Jed Dedalo. You know, that would be cool.
Well, I was thinking I understand Ryan Walsh is also going to be part of it, so maybe we get the theme of Bosom Buddies.
Ryan Walsh is recording, is going to be out here, of course, because his broadcast partner here, Mr. Yep, is going to be in the parade with him.
Was it going to be the Zephyrs again when they were from the league? I was remembering hearing that. I was like, Zephyrs.
Yeah, I love
it. It was recorded, so it didn't matter if I.
Well, you know, I love it. You know, there's a fly ball to left field. What do you think, Rick?
Yep.
That's all I had to say.
Best color man in the business.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I didn't talk over him at all.
Yes, and what listeners don't know is that he was painted different colors. That's why he was a color man.
Yeah, you know, you were making fun of the sponsors that aren't here. The last game we did, Tom and I had a list this long. So, Ryan, the last game, we're going to take you out for dinner. And I said, I got a list, and you pick. And the first one he picked is Arts Drive. And I said, oh, they closed. So that's about the sixth one. He goes, is there anybody on the list open? I said, no.
So he's going to take him to Margaret's Geneva House.
I told him Phil Schmitz. I figured he'd know that was closed.
Yeah, he should. I mean, we got those guys on the station. Sal's Pizza, wasn't that on 119th Street?
Yes,
Sal, but
oh, yeah.
Sal's now
actually out here.
Right, he has Jason's place now in North Hammond, and he
really
is
good fried chicken.
Oh,
I mean,
he's
great
out.
He's got chicken.
He's got chicken. He's got beef. He's got pizza. By the way, I should let listeners know that we have 66 food booths out here this year. That is a record.
Wow.
It is the second year in a row that we have the most food vendors of any food festival in the Midwest. We beat Taste of Chicago 2 years running.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Take that, Ron.
And a number, by the way, a number of the food vendors that are out here actually are at Pierogi, at Taste of Chicago. So they kind of warm up there and then come up here for the piece of resistance.
Yeah, as you walk around here, folks, talk to some of these vendors and really thank them, too, for coming. Because there's people from the way far ends of Chicago, north side.
We've got people from Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Pennsylvania, New York. We have them from New York. We have them from Ohio, from Michigan, from
Kentucky,
yeah. Illinois,
City,
of course, Cal City, Wisconsin, Lansing, Minnesota. So we have, I think, nine or ten states, actually.
Have we had, I know you guys kind of try to keep track of where people are coming from and encourage people if you're from far distance.
I don't think we have the board up this year.
No, we used to put the board up, but we know that we have had just television
yeah.
camera crews. We've had them from the Czech Republic. We've had them from Germany. We've had them from Poland. The Polish crew was shocked by what they saw. We've had a crew from Australia. And in the United States, of course, we've been on the Travel Network, the Food Network. We've been on Wild Chicago, on every news channel in Chicago. We've been mentioned by Oprah 5 times as one of the 7 best things to do in the summer. Midwest Living Magazine named us as the best festival in the Midwest. We have had television crews from as far away as Detroit and Cleveland that have come here, St. Louis, and, of course, CBS. CBS Channel 2 shoots footage. They upload it to the network. And so we're actually, we can tell every Saturday what markets we were in on Friday, because we get calls from people in Florida, from Reno, Nevada, from New Mexico, from Philadelphia, asking what time is Pierogi Fest running till and can they get here? And it's like, well, the Concorde's grounded. You're not going to make it. But we actually are covered. The last time we checked with a service out of Chicago, we were in more than 300 markets in North America, which is just about every market.
Last night I was talking to some people that were planning their high school graduation, and the one girl, I was down in Florida now, and she planned the trip. Like, they were like, well, when are you going to do it? And she's like, well, I'm going to come up for Pierogi Fest, so we're going to do it the weekend. And so she made her plan specifically for Pierogi Fest, and I think you get a lot of people do that.
Yes, we're thinking actually of opening up a tent camping area. I'm just kidding. Along 119th Street. We'll just let people camp like underneath the food booths at night. Just kidding.
And for anyone,
folks, do not sign up for that. It's not happening.
Anyone planning a wedding for next year, do your wedding party guests a favor, or the groom or anyone, do not plan a wedding on Pierogi Fest weekend.
Not a good idea to plan
bachelor party, bachelorette party.
Great idea.
Contact me for the bachelorette party.
Last year,
the WJOB studios are available for that.
Last year, I believe we were pouring a beer. Was it every 3 seconds? We were serving a beer.
Like
we
that.
Were serving a beer every.
Yes,
seconds.
You were.
Yes, you were. Something ridiculous. Yes, and Stu, we want to thank you on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce and Pierogi Fest Committee. We want to thank you for helping us.
People are wondering why my name's on the very top of the sponsor above CBS and stuff like that.
Yes.
Why do you think I got gout?
Why you
took care of him. Dewsville. Once again, Tom Dapperton, Rick Mossels, we're out at the,
thanks,
the 17th edition.
17th edition, 18th edition of the Pierogi Fest parade.
That's right, 18th of the parade.
Right, because we couldn't get our act together. No, really, we had the parade the first year, and then we did the festival the following year, because we had already promoted a festival under a different name. So it's been a great run, and I'll tell you what, we... Marty Dybul, Darlene Beerling, and I were on the original planning committee, and I still remember that we sat there and said, we'll do this for 5 years, and then we'll try something else. Obviously, 5 years hasn't come yet, because this is going strong.
Yeah, it is one of the best things going on in the world, as far as I'm concerned. And a very special shout out. That's what we're doing today. And I want to thank Memory Makers once again for supplying the power and the electricity the power and the phone cord.
Hey, you know, Rick, I'm just thinking, we've now made Stu's List 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
that's right. Like Oprah. Oprah's off the air. Now we're making Stu's List. How about that?
Yeah, and Stu for Lunch is coming back August 8th. So,
all right,
calorie-free radio, no charge for the fat.
Well, there's a lot of calories out here. By the way, I should point something out. A lot of people ask, why pink? Why is the color of Pierogi Fest pink? Think of a certain over-the-counter medicine that you can take called Pepto-Bismol pink. There you go.
I thought it was because of the flamingos that a lot of people in Whiting put in the front lawn.
No, we don't serve any flamingos out here. No flamingo pierogies. Thank you guys for being out.
Thanks to WJLB
for being a sponsor. Absolutely.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Rick. On AM 1230 WJLB, we're hanging out here. And, a lot of cool things are going to be happening here in the city of Whiting. We're going to take a time out back to the station, and we will be back in a few minutes here on AM 1230 WJOBB. Yeah.